Prastaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swami Iti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pacharane Nirvisesha Sunyavadi Vaskacha Desitarane. So the Srimad Bhagavatam reveals to the world the wonderful sequence of the transcendental pastimes of Sri Krishna's appearance in this world, from birth to childhood to growing older, and finally it provides us with information about what Krishna does later in his life, his appearance in this world, when he is no longer here in Vrindavan. No other literature anywhere provides us this transcendental sequence of events. No other literature. Without understanding Krishna's and his divine activities, we would be confined to material existence forever. This is a very powerful point, that we can say, okay, we need a regulating principle here in life to make everybody good, not bad. And so then we can take our regulations, our ethics, our morality, and we can turn the hearts of all the people into good people instead of bad people. However, without understanding the pastimes of Krishna, you would still find that they are confined to this world as reality. Bhagavad Gita chapter 15, Krishna tells us that there is an imperishable banyan tree, and its roots go upwards and its branches go downwards, and that its leaves, the leaves all over the tree, like we see the trees here on Giriraj, the leaves themselves of this tree are the Vedic hymns. So this tree involves the entanglement of the living entity within the material world, and the leaves of the tree are the Vedic hymns. So this indicates that even by becoming a very serious and studious, pious follower of the Vedas, you still can't get off this tree. Then Srila Prabhupada, in his purport, he changes his example of a tree from this tree with the roots upwards and downwards, which is a banyan tree. He changes his example and describes a tree which is like this. The top of the tree is seen at the bottom as well as the top, and the two trees meet. And he explains that this tree that he is now speaking about is the spiritual reality and how it is reflected into the material world. And he explains how this tree, the bottom tree, is resting, in the example he gives, it's resting on water. But for us, this bottom tree is resting on desire. So unless our desires change, we will always remain attracted to the reflection of the tree in the water. So, because this tree is not the real tree, but we know that there is a real tree, we must therefore understand, if we're intelligent and fortunate, that the real tree is where we have to get to. The real tree is in the spiritual world. And in the spiritual world, everything is there. The reflection is temporary, often painful. And the origin is eternal and completely blissful. And Krishna tells us in Bhagavad Gita that you have to cut down that reflected tree and attain the real tree. So this year, for my presentation, I was having a little difficulty deciding what I should speak about. And last year we spoke about Giriraj, and as I was mentioning the Bhagavatam, the sequence of Krishna's growth and his age and stage is proceeding. And after the Govardhan Leela, primarily the subject matter of the pastimes are all in Madhurya Ras, because now Krishna is a young man. Actually, he attains the stage of Kishore before the normal stage of an average person. So he can appear as the 10 to 15-year-old Kishore stage even when he is actually in Purganda, or the stage, age stage prior to that. So my topic that I chose in thinking about this was I chose to speak on the Rasalila, and that was the advertised topic that was presented by the VHE. But as I started to do the research necessary to write these little presentations that I do in the evening, which are only 20 to 30 minutes long, and they're not philosophical, they're like a transcendental bedtime story, I began to realize that the Rasalila is the heart. It's the heart of the subject matter of the Srimad Bhagavatam. It's the most important part. Understanding the reflection and the reality, and how everyone in this material world is so enamored by male and female loving exchanges. So Sukadev Goswami has placed the transcendental loving exchanges of Krishna right there in five chapters. But they're so potent and powerful and complicated and subtle that to take them and condense each one into a 20-minute presentation, it became like, instead of a simple thing, it became an extremely difficult thing to imagine doing. And just to prove that, I started with the first of the presentations that I had in mind, which was to present the pastime of Krishna stealing the clothes of the gopis. Because it was during this pastime, at the end of this pastime, that Krishna promised that he would meet them. So this begins and heads into the pastime of the Rasalila. So as I looked at this pastime and studied it, I began to realize that there was more than enough subject matter presented already by our previous acharyas on this one pastime to be able to tell in five evenings. But then I became a little nervous, and recently somebody said to me, one devotee came up to me and said, "Mataji, I'm looking forward to your presentation of the Katyayani Vrat, first section of the Rasalila, because nobody has spoken on that very often before." And then in my mind, an old nervousness returned. And that nervousness was in relationship to Srila Prabhupada has given warnings that this is a confidential subject. We must be very pure to hear this subject. Am I speaking something that is not completely suitable for an audience? And then, do you know what happened? This was the second time I had this experience. The first time was in Perth when I was deciding what to speak about. And I was thinking like that then. And then on my mobile, I got a message from one young devotee in Perth. She sent me a picture. And the picture was very telling. It was a picture of the Chirgat pastime, and the gopis, it was not painted by a devotee, obviously, were mature women standing up like this asking for their clothes. And fortunately, the person who had sent this picture around to everyone had put a little black square over the upper portion of the gopis' bodies. And on the top was written two words, "Me too." So I didn't know, what is this? I don't know what this is. So then she sends me another message and says, "I found this on the internet and it disturbed me so much. And this hashtag with the Me Too is something that women are doing now when they want to present something that they think is indecent, unfair, disgusting, that men do to women. And now I'm seeing this picture like this with this Me Too and the hashtag on the top, and she's asking me, what do I do? And then I thought very carefully, and I understood that if we don't have a proper conception of these divine, transcendental, romantic pastimes, then we're actually letting down the whole world. Because practically speaking, the whole world has an ocean of misconceptions. One time Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur criticized his disciples and said, it is because of my disciples not preaching that impersonalism has spread so rapidly all over the world. So I suddenly felt that there was some responsibility rather than just an isolated experience that I was preparing for. So then I turned to Srila Prabhupada and I looked for help from him. And he said, if one approaches the Supreme Personality of Godhead for even an immoral or improper purpose, he is nonetheless purified, because the Lord can never become infected. He spoke further and said, one should not misunderstand Krishna. One should use his common sense and consider that if by chanting Krishna's names one is purified, then how can Krishna be immoral? So I felt a little courage to make my presentation. And then I read this, Srila Prabhupada said. So, this is the greatest benediction for human society. The greatest benediction for human society. To train them to go back to Krishna and dance there with Krishna in the Rasa Leela. So when I read that, I decided that it was only responsible to try to present this beautiful pastime very carefully and allow it to be the first chapter, you could say, or the first segment of the ongoing pastime of Krishna's beautiful Rasa Leela. So in summary, without knowing carefully and authoritatively the real nature of romantic love, we will be forced to remain attached to the shadowy but powerful reflections of this love within the material world, on the branches of the imperishable banyan tree. So, thank you for patiently listening, and I hope that you will all come, and I hope I can serve you by presenting something exquisitely beautiful. You will have to be prepared for something very delicate and beautiful, because these are the young girls, and the young girls are full of love for Krishna. And if we were to be one day in any way fortunate, we should wish that we also could become full of love for Krishna. Thank you.